Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. Yo, you can hear me?
You hear me?
Yo, yo. Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. There's that connection right there. I'm telling Mickey to call up right now.
Doug,
this was so bad, I couldn't even use my computer, bro. I'm doing this from my phone, straight up.
Oh, you a G for that. You a G for that, for real.
Straight up. Nah, we'll be good, man. At least we got a setup, though. We good. Did you get Mickey the number?
Yeah. I text him the number. I DM the number. DM, text him again, just in case, though. But I texted to him, though.
Okay. 929-4731-70. Cool. It's gonna be crazy, man. Mickey Facts on the show.
Yeah, Mickey. Bronx, PX.
Always gets a little controversial with Mickey on the show, but I feel like the fans.
Yeah,
like
I love Mickey,
stuff,
man.
You know,
very intelligent doing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mickey is really intelligent.
Beasley.
Really solid.
Yeah, I love talking to those cats. You know,
I'm telling you, I've been around Mickey before. You know, been to events with Mickey. So, super solid dude. Knows a lot about the culture. You know, rap.
Remember last year, we had a goodie with him in Math Alpha last year.
Yeah. Yes. That's true. We did.
Well,
we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Danny Myers and shit.
Always good to talk to Mick. Bro, this Jones versus Jim's battle.
I got to give it up. I gave it up to you earlier. I got Jones first round. Phenomenal.
You.
I got Jones winning 3-0, straight up. And
I'm
I don't
late,
even fuck with Jones at all.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I'm
but
telling
as soon
you,
as you
man,
saw it, though, you hit me up.
You
was like, yo, Jones first round.
God.
Yeah, Jones first round. Is.
Jones was boring on him, though.
That's why I told that clown nigga when I was beefing with that nigga on that other nigga's show. I was like, yo, my nigga, your first round is phenomenal. Even though I reach a little bit since Jim's won, but I'll reach with that. But nah, Jones won that. I don't fuck with him, but he won that shit though, clear. Like he clearly won him.
I'm telling you.
I wanted Jim's to win, but he clearly
won.
Like if the niggas say Jim's won, I'm like, I don't know how, bro. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Jones
was
styling on him. He was leaning back.
Jim's a funny dude though.
He's funny.
Jim's is a funny dude. He's a funny dude.
Let me ask you a question. I think he's more funny on his blogs, though, son.
He is hilarious on his blogs. I'm not going to lie.
I don't think those translate. I don't think his jokes and comedian shit translate to the battles, though.
You don't think so?
And I see a lot of, some shit he did. Like, I didn't like the fucking, you watched the whole battle, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I didn't like when he was like, yo, you're mad. I'm gonna pretend like I'm Math Hoffa and I know what's going inside your head. I ain't like none of that shit.
Yeah.
That angle there was just like, come on, bro. The even when he fucking pulled out the paperwork and homegirl Rhonda from Rhode Island, and I don't even think that shit was effective to him, bro. That shit wasn't even effective to me, fam. It was just like, all right, Jim's, I'm rooting for you, nigga. I said on Twitter, I think you're gonna beat Jones. I told Jim's this. I said, you don't play with this dude, man. Handle your business, but, you know. Jones put a better move on him
I'm
and handle his shit. He outbought him, son. He really outbought him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about, I'm not sure if you're hearing this, but what do you think about Drake dissing Meek right now in Philadelphia?
Another chess move, man. Another chess
Straight
move.
Straight up dissing.
I'm going to insult you in your city. I got people in your city that fucks with me. I'm worldwide right now. My name is Drake. And I'm going to diss you in your city. Now, like
I'm
going to
quote
this,
academics right now. He's like, Straight to Meek Mill. I hate that pussy especially. He always dying to mention it. He got to die out eventually. Drake apologizes to Philly as a city for Meek Mill. Says he loves Philly as a city.
Damn, see?
I did another one. Even did the shit in Philly. Yes, another one.
Yeah.
And then he says, Drake to Meek Mill after performing back-to-back in Philly. When you watch this video over and over, remember you did it to your motherfucking self. Well, listen.
Who did that? Drake said that?
Drake said that. Drake said this tonight in Philly. Maybe we should get the thoughts on it from the guest tonight. Very, very well respected. One of the craziest lyricists. Just incredible, man. Super dope dude. Smart. Friend of the show. Let's bring him on, man. Mickey Facts. Facts, what's good, man?
BX. Yo, what's good?
Yo.
What's good, y'all? Yeah. Facts, what up, though?
And listen.
Dre, what's up, Dre? What's up, Tim? Long time, fellas.
What's going on, man?
You already?
It's been a long time. Let me tell you something. Last time I saw Mick, what was it, like last year, right, out in L.A.? Early last year out in L.A., I drive up. Me and Mick have some lunch on Van Nuys Boulevard. I hop out. First thing, doesn't even say what's up. He's like, man, where'd you get so fat, bro? That's what this motherfucker Mickey says to me. I hop out the car. I haven't seen him in a year. And this is the first thing he says. I'm like, damn, bro. Get back in my car, go back down home. But no, Mick's a solid dude, man. That's it was good seeing him.
Damn, Mick. Man. Long time. Let's get into it. All right. What's up, people?
Let's just get into this shit. Let's start playing, man. See, Timbo's being light. He's trying to throw you curveballs before he sets you up. Joe Budden, this eyewitness, my nigga, not producing the track. What made, first of all, let me be real. Joe Budden is one of my favorite rappers, but I'm going to keep it real. Your diss track was, I liked it a lot. I mean, you threw a lot of jokes in there, like with a growth hat. Like, if you're not a Joe Budden fan, you wouldn't know he was screaming the growth for years, the growth. The growth never came out. And what made you decide to go there, my brother?
Well, you know, as you guys know, you know, Joe has been, you know, I'm a Joe Budden fan too. Like, you know, if you're a lyricist coming up between 1998 and 2006, whatever, like, he's just one of those guys you came up listening to. And I've listened to all of his wars that he's had, and you know what I mean? I loved him. You know, I loved every single war, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I think the Drake thing, you know, I think it was you know, I think he might have jumped out. You know, me and Dre, we've had these conversations on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And I give my opinion. And everybody knows, like, my opinion is my opinion. You know, it's not factual, you know. Like, I've said it a million times, Joe will beat Drake, like he will. But he will lose in the long run. You know, I've said this, like, Dre is, like, he can co-sign this. Like, I've said it many times, he will lose in the long run. He's going to whip him, and if Drake responds, Drake will win. If Drake don't respond, you know, he'll look crazy, but he'll probably still win because of the era we're in. So when, when Joe was dropping his records, I was hitting Dre. I was hitting everybody. I was like, yo, this is crazy. The first one, crazy. Second one, crazy. After the first two records, it's like, all right, don't say nothing until he responds. You know what I'm saying? Just rock out. You know what I'm saying? Drake responds on stage. Joe drops another record. And then, you know, Joe dropped the fourth record. And then that's when I was just like, all right, you're cyberbullying. Enough is enough, bro. Like, let it go. You won already. That's it. Out of everybody voicing their opinion, he decides he wants to speak on me. And, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, I didn't help. I didn't speak up when he needed me to speak up. And, you know, and then he said, verbatim, there's too many living room coaches. If you're scared to mix it up, keep your thoughts to yourself. Now, I'm sorry. I'm a rapper. Like, I rap.
Fighting. Are those hip hop fighting words, Mickey?
Yes. I don't play those games. I rap. I rap for real. So when I saw that, and mind you, I was in Indiana. When I saw that, I had an interview. I had two interviews, actually. I was in the middle of an interview when I saw it. During the interview, I'm interviewing, but I'm coming up with raps. I had a show that night. As soon as I got off stage, I went in the studio and laid the track down. The track was done. I only put it out the next day because I didn't have artwork. So I put, like, before I put it out, I hit him. Like, because he followed me right before I put it out. And then he DM'd me, and he was like, yo, this nigga Drake won't stop insta-DMing me, talking about he don't want to rap. I was like, that's fine and dandy, but I'm about to drop something on your head right now because you told me to rap. And he was like, oh, I fell for the mousetrap. And I was like, yeah, you did. And then I just dropped it. And then when he heard it, he was like, oh, this is insane. And I was like, all right, well, you know, if we're going to do this, let's do this. And, you know, he said what he was saying. He said what he was saying. This is 3.5 weeks ago. If y'all know, if y'all been following Joe for years, this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Like, period. Like, I was expecting to go to war, and he's just talking. So, you know, for me, I'm at the point where I'm kind of over it right now because it's like, Tim knows how I, y'all know what I do.
Yeah.
His fanatics who don't know what I do are talking crazy, but both sides and lyricists have been hitting me like, yo, Joe can get hurt very badly messing with me because I don't have it all up here just like you don't got it all up. Like, I won't stop. Like, and I Joe is just, let's just keep it even more real. Joe hasn't been Mood Music 3 Joe in a very long time.
Yeah.
He's just,
wow, right, hold on, Mickey. Mood Music 4 was a hype, though, and I thought Love was,
you know,
Loose Quarter was crazy, but we ain't getting
Scary Joe. Like, I'm not scared. If this was 03-04, I'd be petrified. I'm not scared at all. And when you listen to his interviews, what is he saying? Star's like, yo, you gonna respond? I want to. When I said what I said to him on Twitter, he was like, I think I'm a better rapper than you. Like, he doesn't know. He don't know. He's not confident like he like when he was going against Prodigy and these niggas. He knows what I do. He knows.
When did you see that stop? You said he's not as confident now. When did you see him lose that?
I mean, Joe is Joe. Joe, from a lyrical standpoint, Joe is always going to be nice. You know what I'm saying? But he's not punching. He's not punching enough. He's not saying the slip. It's not constant like it used to be. You know what I mean? So it's just, to me, it's just like, I don't, like, he can write fast, you know, that's what he does. But I'm not coming to play no games, and he knows I'm not coming to play no games. And he knows, like, when it comes down to it, if we were to go to a radio station, he would get blown out the water. When it comes to the track,
hold on, Mickey, hold on, blown out the water? Joe, you blow Joe Bud out the water?
Listen, Dre, like, we got to understand something, man. Like, Joe is nice, man. Nobody's taking nothing away from Joe. But what I'm doing at this exact moment, like, you saw what I did at Sway. I gave Sway 11 minutes, B.
Yeah.
11 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's light. I'm sitting on 500 to 600 bars now. Right now. Like,
Mickey, I'm writing every day. He said, you're an easy target as soon as he gets in the studio, my nigga. Easy target. I don't think you're an easy target, and Joe's my nigga, but easy target might be a reach. But I hope it's a response. I would love to see y'all go back and forth. Obviously, a friendly competition and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Yeah.
Yep.
He's talking. I rap.
He's stalking?
I said he's talking.
Oh, he's talking.
He's talking. Yeah.
I'm rapping. He's talking. This is the first thing.
Are you surprised there hasn't been anything? Are you surprised there hasn't been released yet?
Yeah. I'm very surprised. I'm actually disappointed. This is like
you called him a social. You called him a social media whore. I mean, yo, on the highway in his joint. And Mickey, that Royce the 5 line, that Royce the 5'9" line, was that a shot, my nigga?
Nah, it definitely was not a shot at Royce. It was just, you know, Royce has a song called I Hate Your Pants or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he was like, he hated my pants. Now he's sending doves flying. That's just, you see what's happening. I hit Royce before I put the song out. I said, listen, because we got music together. I'm like, yo, look, you know, this is just about to happen. He was like, yo, your thing. Niggas know it's the fans. Y'all don't understand. Like, not y'all, but, like, the people that don't know how I give it up, they the ones that's doubting. The niggas that know lyrics, they all been tweeting Joe. Don't play with Mickey. Do not play with him. He's not Saigon. He's not Prodigy. He's not The Game. None of these niggas. They know. And he knows. Because you can hear it in his interview. He knows. He knows. He's not going to. It's not a walk in the park. It's not.
I'm kind of breaking down this whole situation. Dre and I did it before. What would you have done differently? Able to pull Drake out and actually had him respond with the track, would you strategically put it to where he responded?
Well, I mean, for me, if I was Joe, the first thing I would have did was wait until the song came out, then drop your first response. It just seemed like he was trying to bait him into rapping, which is like, no, you don't do that. Like all we heard at first was pump it up. And it's like, okay, that's all we heard. You know what I mean? Wait until we hear everything before you jump out the window.
But I like the fact he jumped out the window, Mickey. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's the common thing in hip-hop where let's sit and wait. Now, fuck that. Bomb that nigga. Now, here's my thing. As a Joe Budden fan, I know that I'm going to appreciate what he's saying, but it's going to fall on deaf ears to the masses or the 85ers because they don't really give a fuck about that shit. Drake is touring right now. You know, some people saying, oh, don't respond. We, like you said earlier, we in an era right now where you're beneath me now, nigga. I shouldn't even respond to you, no matter who it is. If we're not in the same tax bracket, if you're not getting radio spins like me, why would I respond to you? You know what I'm saying? When you also said, I did real songs with Drake, no made-up shits. Now, I don't know if a lot of people probably don't even know that you and Drake have done songs together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The little bit remix and shit. Back in 09, the overdose joint. So what's your relationship with Drake? How did that come up where you was building with Drake before he was Drake? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, we had at that time we were both coming up, so we had a mutual respect for each other, you know what I'm saying? We did records together. And it was just, you know, it was that camaraderie. And then, you know, he kinda just took off, you know, and things like that happened, you know what I'm saying? So you know, when people take off, we just congratulate them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, it's possible. You know what I mean? But I didn't take no offense to it. And we haven't spoken since. You know, I might have seen him like once or twice after, but you know, it's nothing like, you know, I'm going to bat for him. Like people, I'm not going to bat for him like people think I am. Like I only went at Drake and that joke because he told me to. He was like, yo, if you're not gonna mix it up, don't say nothing. So it's like, nigga, I could mix it up, nigga. I'm not that nigga to talk to like that. Like, we could do this. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That was light. I did that. I wrote that in like an hour and a half.
Come on.
Right. Come on, dude. Like, that was nothing.
That was
light.
That's light.
That's light, dude. Light. You know what I mean? So, you know, for me, it is what it is, dude.
Mick, when we talk about and bring this kind of full circle into the battle ring, we talked to Mook about this, and he said, you know, Drake has a lot more charisma than Joe. So if you put them into a battling ring, he said bar-wise, he could see Joe getting it, but actually battle-wise, he would pick Drake over Joe. He's not taking anything away from him. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. I feel the same way. Joe is very Joe kind of has an old-school feel to him. Like, when he battled Hollow, I was there when he battled Hollow. And me and Big K, we were sitting next to each other. And we both screamed out, please don't rap on the mic, you know. it's like you don't do that, you know. And then his flow, it just felt old school. It felt like he was rapping on a track. Drake is more engraved into the culture. I think Drake will be a little bit more KOTD-ish, vibrant, you know, and, you know. It'll
witty.
He'll be witty in that arena. But I think Joe would beat him bar for bar. But in the battle, I think Drake actually might win. Like, it's weird to say, but seeing how Joe did, it's like I don't know if he could fare well against Drake. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think Joe was that bad though.
I don't think Joe was terrible.
No, he wasn't terrible. It was just like, you know, you just
sound like he was in
a
show.
He was also battling a C level Hollow. You know what I mean? It wasn't an A plus Hollow. He's battling like a C level Hollow.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it's all you know, prediction type stuff. It'll never happen. So
yeah.
We can't really go off of that. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. I don't even, you know, and now Drake, and now Joe is going at Lupe. It's just like,
oh, word,
bro.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And Lupe.
It's like, yeah, it's just like, what are you doing? Like, rap. If you're going to rap. We don't play these games on this side of town. We don't play these games. None of us. Me, Lupe, we don't play this. We don't play that. Like, if you're going to rap, or get embarrassed, bro.
Joe.
You're going to get embarrassed.
Hypothetically, Joe drops a track tomorrow. How quick can we hear a response from you?
You'll get two tracks in an hour or two. Like, I don't play these games.
Mickey's locked and loaded.
I don't play these games. I don't play, man. I don't play.
Mickey's
like,
stashed.
I don't play. Like 2 hours max. The only reason why I took so long the first time was I didn't have artwork. Artwork is what slowed me, not the music. And I had a show and was in the middle of an interview. Like,
yo, you Los and Lupe, man, are we ever going to get a mixtape? I just want to hear y'all niggas take niggas' beats and just rhyme off them shit together. All three of y'all. At least 10 joints, man.
I would love to. Lupe said he's not doing any more like hip-hop with niggas anymore. And Los is on a very selfish mode right now when I spoke to him last. So, you know, I'm all for competition with rapping with niggas on songs, trying to out rap niggas. That's what I live for, but it doesn't seem like those two guys want to do that. You know, I respect it. You know, but I feel like that is what, you know, gets you the, yo, don't mess with this person when it comes to rhyming, because he'll take you out on the song. You know, I'm all for that. You know, I got a record with me and Gay Light and what's this kid's name? Hobson.
Hobson.
You know, I mean, we just kind of, you know, we going off. And then I got a record on my album with Styles P. Me and Styles P going back and forth for 5 minutes. Like,
oh, word?
Like, back and forth for 5 minutes, me and Styles P. Like, literally trying to take each other's head off. That's what I'm about. That. Like, I'm about that.
Yeah.
All the time. Always with it. Always with it. You know what I mean? Like, period. Like, if it comes to this, that's why, you know, when it was with the Danny Myers thing, like, I didn't want to battle him. I was more like, run up on me. Because I'll rap you. You and whoever you bring with you. Like, you're not going to have more raps than me. It's just not going to happen. That's the era I'm from. Like, it's just a different mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know. It never happened.
It isn't. I want to get into something that we actually heard the other day. Mook was on saying what he's doing now with battle rappers. I don't know if you've talked to him lately, but he's actually helping up and coming artists or any artists that want his help to either write, spend a day with him, whatever. And he said it was not out of the question to write for battle rappers. I asked him to kind of give a figure, you know, just off the top of his head. He was like, you know, he just said 5,000 and he'll write 3 rounds for a battle rapper. When you hear that, what do you think? And he said it's happened for years that he's been doing this for writing for people. When you hear that, what comes to your mind?
Wow. Well, all right, before you said that he's done it before, it's a little extreme. But then when you said that he's done it before, the very first thing that came to my mind, and this is no shot at the person I'm about to say, you know, but the very, very, very first thing that came to my mind was Kayshawn's first round against Susurk.
Oh, word? Mm-hmm.
That was the very first thing that came to my mind.
Did you have a feeling? Was that one round? Did you feel it?
Mm-hmm. I've always had that feeling that he may have wrote that round. Always. Mm-hmm. Because that round is so different from every other round that Kayshawn has ever stood. It felt like a Mook round. Like, it just felt like a Mook round.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nothing against Kayshawn. Kayshawn may have written it, but that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if I condone him writing other people's rounds, but
me neither. You know, I told that nigga that, son. I ain't feeling that, Mickey. I'm gonna keep it tall. I don't even want to know about that shit.
Yeah, I think. I appreciate him for what he does. If he's, you know, mentoring battlers, you know, and telling them to be themselves and try different ways of writing and different ways of performing and not being in the formulaic 4-bar setup stuff. I'm all for that, but if he's writing the rounds, I don't know if I'm with that. Not for battling. I don't know if I'm with that for battling. You know what I'm saying? I feel like when it's competitive rapping, I don't agree with somebody else writing lyrics. I don't agree with
it. Now, the state of battle rap right now, Mickey, do you like what's going on, being that you've been here for a long time? Me and you talked about this numerous times, but how you feel right now in 2016 of...
Listen. I was happy to be on the phone with Dre. I'm more excited talking and listening to bloggers talk about battling than battling itself.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Battling is not exciting anymore. It is not inspiring. It's not entertaining. Well, it is entertaining, but it's not inspiring. It doesn't motivate me to want to write a rap. It doesn't make me want to say, I want to be like this person. I want to write nothing. None of that comes to mind. None of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's 200 battlers, there's maybe 5 guys that are really good. Because let me see. I like Av. I think Av is incredible.
Me too.
Lux.
Damn.
Of course. Daylight, of course. Yeah, that's what I can't really.
You fuck with Chilla though.
I can't. Yeah, Chilla, but he hasn't really been rap battling lately. But you know, Chilla, Danger. That's about it, man. Stops right there. Chilla and Danger is probably where it stops. Like, it stops right there.
JC.
I like JC.
Yeah, JC. I've been watching Mr. Mills. That was a fire battle.
Right, you know, but then, you know, those 6 guys, you know, then that's pretty much it. That's pretty much
it. Mickey, when you say that, then, basically, you didn't really have what we would call the top tiers. You didn't give me a Timbo. I know there's no Surf, no Headman, no Hollow, no Clips.
Mm-hmm.
The usual suspects,
no.
You know what I mean?
No, wow. No. No. I mean, I was watching something today, and I think, it was Goods. It was Goods giving his predictions. And the first thing he said on that URL page was, I don't like this card, and I don't know who these niggas are. And aside from that, everybody sounds like insert battle rapper here. And then the last thing he said that I completely agree completely agree with is that at this point and at this stage in the game, everybody's nice. Like, everybody's nice. Like, how do you have a league where everybody's nice? So it's like a culture where everybody's nice. Everybody can write. Everybody. It's like somebody gave everybody a how-to manual on how to battle and how to write a punchline. Everybody can do it. So it's like there's no originality. There's no creativity. There's nothing. The art form is such a it's so much in a dry space that the people don't even realize that they're listening to recycled material. They don't even realize it. I didn't realize it. Like, it's the same thing over and over and over. Like, next weekend, like, 15 battles, yo. And it's going to be the same thing over and over and over. Like, no. Like, in 2010, I always go back to 2010, 2011, 2012. If you took your iPhone and you just scroll down and you press the battle and put the phone face down, and just listen. Everybody would sound different. You can't do that.
Yeah.
The golden era. Timbo called that shit the golden era all the times. It is the golden era.
You can't do that now, bro. And when I say these things, every time I say these things, people call me crazy. And then a year later, 2 years later, yo, you know, Mickey said this years ago, and we called him crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been saying these things.
I think
I've been saying battle rap.
You know, we've talked about it too, and I think it was more like, I mean, my last great PG class was the JCs, the Chillas, the John, the B Magic. You know, that class, everybody was different. All of them were different.
Right.
Now,
well, that's because they were rappers.
I couldn't tell you. Yeah, I
they
couldn't
were rappers.
Tell you. You know, even. Now it's like you put them, like you said, you put them on, phone down. I don't know who's rapping if I'm just listening.
Right.
I don't know who it is.
It's sad, man, because, you know, those guys were rappers and they knew who they were. So you were seeing them grow and with their own styles. Now these guys are coming in as battlers. They're not coming in as rappers. They're coming in as battlers. Some of these guys can't rap. You heard that Nunnion track? Nunnion track is horrible. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on. Like, you're not rappers, bro. When you're not a rapper and you're just coming in as a battler, it means you're just copying off of somebody else instead of being yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so... You know, I think, you know.
That's what, but I don't. Well, what do you think about Rex and Shine, though? Because I think that could bring excitement. If that battle goes down, you don't think that could bring excitement to battle rap or Dot Mob versus NWX type shit? Because I'm lobbying
for
that shit, man.
I'm not really a fan of Rex versus Shine. I'm not really a fan.
Nah?
No. That, I'm not. It's, you know, it's one of those things where it's weird, man. You know, I think it's weird, man. Like, I can't mentally see Rex looking at Shine battling and vice versa. Like, what? I would probably start laughing. Like, it's not like Verb and Hitman, where it's like, you know, Verb and Hitman has this is an ego, and his ego is so huge that you could see that there was tension. And this, Rex and Shine, for all I know, these niggas is mad cool. Like, and
But Mickey, by you saying that, you making it sound like this is some WWE shit. Like, they just putting the wolves over our eyes and
WWE.
Shit. We're getting bamboozled.
This is WWE.
Let us straight.
All of this is WWE. I can pull the wool over everybody's eyes. I've been watching, and because I see past what you guys see. When I watch these promotions for Born Legacy 3, the first thing that runs through my mind is, okay, Unfinished Business probably didn't go the way it was supposed to go.
No, I didn't.
Promotion-wise and getting people in the building. So that's why they're trying to do this thing. And they're saying that it's supposed to be removing of the tiers, but there's no top tiers on this card. None. It's basically all mid-tiers and PGs. It's like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Yes, Young Ill against Wavy, but everybody keeps saying, well, what if Young Ill comes back? Young Ill's not going to come back to be the Ice Pack, though. It just can't happen. It's a totally different mindset.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Swave and Tink. Swave is not Swave when he was battling Young Cannon. Swave is where he is now. You know what I'm saying? And they're basically not on the same level, but he's a little higher than Tink. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not a T-Rock versus Jerry West. You know what I'm saying? That's not happening. It's not a Sue Surf versus a Glue Easy. That's not happening here. This is Glue Easy versus whoever he's battling.
With Dodgy Green, I think it is.
And Ill Will versus Rum Nitty. They're basically on the same level. Like, there's no such thing as a stripping of tiers. I think Born Legacy is happening because there's no Summer Madness 6 so far. Like, we don't know what's going on with Summer Madness 6. Like, that's how I'm looking at it. I'm not looking at it like, oh, it's bringing back to the culture and getting lyric. No, I don't see that. I see that there's no more venues in New York City. I see that these guys are cheaper. I see that the ticket price is $165.
That's the main thing for me, Mickey. That's the main
$165
thing for me.
For 2 days.
Yeah.
$165 for 2 days when Summer Madness 2, which was a bigger venue, was $75 on a day, and then $20 the next day for the PG class, which we got to see JC versus Chilla and Loaded Lugs versus Calico for $100 for 2 days. Mm-hmm. And now we got $165 in 2 days just for Daylight's return and Tech N9ne's return.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I don't. Mm-hmm. I look past shit. I'm sorry. I commend. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm also looking at it as, okay, maybe they're doing this so they can save up money for Summer Madness 6. All the money that they're going to make in these 2 days is going to go to Summer Madness 6. That's what I'm also thinking. Like, okay. Because if you do the math, it's just like, wait a minute.
Well,
these guys
Mickey,
are not
me and Timbo, me and Timbo got an exclusive with Norbs that Timbo's working on. And there's a lot of things he's going to harp on about Summer Madness 6. So we can't put it out right now.
Mm-hmm.
But once, you know.
Well, you know, I mean,
I don't know venues, but do you think it'll be in like a Webster Hall? Do you think it'll be one of those big venues again?
I think Webster Hall is the last of the last. I don't think there's going to be anything bigger than what Summer Madness 2 was. I think it's probably going to be at Irving Plaza again, or it's probably going to be at the Highline Ballroom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That Troy Ave shit fucked up a lot of shit, though, man.
Yeah, Troy Ave definitely messed up stuff. Santos messed up stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I had hopes for the Santos thing because, you know, that's where Gnome 1 was. So it was like, whoa, you guys are going back to Santos. This is incredible. And then, you know, it fell apart. And, you know, I didn't like the Highline Ballroom vibe. You know, Irving Plaza, you know, that's where it is. But it's never, they're never going to do anything as big as Webster Hall again. I don't think that's ever going to happen again.
Yeah.
It's just kind of sad because, you know, it was so epic, you know.
Crazy. I think about that too. Like, where will they go next? You know, like you said, the venues in New York are running less and less and less to put on an event like this. That won't happen. And we talked to John about Unfinished Business, and he told me there was two, you know, maybe 200 people there.
Yeah. I mean, I think the fans are just beginning. I didn't know how many people were in that building, but you're starting to see a different type of promotion coming out of URL channel. As you see, like, they're putting up predictions from everybody. They're telling everybody that you got to come out. They're promoting Braun Legacy hard.
Hard body. Like, yeah. They did the same thing with Rookies versus Vets, too, though. They promoted that shit hard, too, though.
Right. But I think Rookies versus Vets was a little different, though. I think, you know, they had some vets on there. So, you know, but this is something completely different. Like, they have people doing recaps and predictions. And they put Chris Unbiased on their channel. Like, once I saw that, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, something's not right. Something happened. Something happened at the Highline Ball. Something happened. You know what I'm saying? Because when you watch the battles, the energy feels different. You know what I'm saying? It just feels different. You know what I'm saying? So,
do you think Spectrum should take this on the road sometimes? Like, go to Cali. You know what I'm saying? And go to Chicago, go to Miami, try to migrate different places.
I think the Born Legacy cards will work extremely well in other places. I think Born Legacy will be a hit everywhere. But I don't think Gnome and the Summer Madness will work anywhere but New York. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like, it just won't work. You know what I mean? Like, it just won't. Like, Hitman and Verb, I think they had 350 people in there. Maybe 400.
Yeah, you was there. Yeah.
That's what he was saying.
I wasn't there, but I heard. It was like he said on the radio that there was 1,100 people there. No, it was 350, maybe 400 people there. You know, when Verb battled Arsenal, it was like 200 people there, man. When Verb battled Cortez, it was like the venue held like 3,000 people. Only 600 people. St. Louis is not a battle city. Chicago
right.
Kind of is. Detroit is a battle city. Detroit,
LA.
I don't think. L.A., yeah, but nah. You got to put, you know, L.A. is just different. You know, Tim, you in LA, right?
Yeah, I was at the URL West event that they threw.
Yeah, LA is just
LA is
it's just
definitely
different.
It's definitely different. It's not something you can really explain. It's just it's a different crowd that's there. It's way different than going from like a New York event to an LA event. Very, very different.
LA is happy, man. I got the sun. I got nice cars. I got gorgeous women. There's nothing to be angry about. There's nothing to be mad about.
You don't go there looking mad.
Right. Everybody was in there smiling, like, hey, we're at a stack of that.
Yeah.
Reacted to everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Philly would work. Philly would be incredible.
Philly,
you know
up the block.
Yeah.
DC, no, Maryland might work. Tay Rock needs to have a home game. I've been saying this since Clips Battle X Factor. Why hasn't Tay Rock had a home game yet? Like, well, you know, these are things that have to be discussed. You know what I'm saying? And I think they need fresher ideas. They need that type of, you know, that type of mindset to do these type of things. You know what I'm saying? And until that happens, you know, URL, like, you know, right now they're in like second, third place for leagues of the year right now.
Wow.
Who would you have first?
You know,
one through three, who would you have? One through three, who would you have right now?
So well, I've been keeping up with battle rap as recent as May. I was on a five-month sabbatical. So I would have to say, honestly, I would say KOTD and then RBE and then URL.
Okay. So far this year.
But you know what's funny? It's funny you say that, Mickey, because Timbo and I was just talking about this shit off air, and I was saying, yo, if you look at King of the Dot, though, Iron Solomon versus Disaster, Iron Solomon versus B-Magic, and a couple other battles, had Ice and Big K, those battles,
right.
well, better than URL. And RBE had JC, Mr. Mills. Mm-hmm. RBE had Official and QB.
Right.
Had a couple of dope battles. Chilla Jones. And I think Danny Myers was last year or this year.
Danny
Myers. Maybe it was last year.
I don't remember. But I do, I think the best battles that was on URL this year was the 2-on-2, the first gun titles, NWX,
and
Adam
and Nitty. Yep. I told them all the same thing, Adam and Nitty.
There was no Adam and Nitty, man, oh my gosh. Those are the only two battles, because again, I was on a sabbatical. Those are the only two battles that I heard about on my sabbatical. Like, niggas was hitting me like, yo, did you see Avin? Yo, did you see this gun titles? I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, wow, this is good. And then, you know, but I love listening. I love cooking. So I love cooking and listening to Angry Fan Radio. I love listening to Chris Unbiased. And then when it comes to the battle, like, after, like, the first round, I usually turn the battle off. I can't take it.
You
know what I'm saying? It's just
would you say? I mean, what would you say would bring it back, you know, as far as, like, for URL? What is one way to get an event popping? I've always said bring back these top-tier main guys in a small room. But I don't think that's feasible at all with how money is going.
I mean, I really think it has to just be something creative. Like, they have to do something creative. And they're not being creative.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not getting these MCs to work with them. You know what I mean? If I was Beasley, you know, I would say, listen, I'm doing a tournament at Urban Plaza, and it's gonna be Royal Rumble style. We're gonna put everybody write random three rounds. Just be as creative as possible. Think outside of the box, and I'm gonna draw names out the hat, and then we're gonna just have a tournament. And I'm going to book this venue once a week for 4 weeks, and we're going to have judges, and this is what's going to be, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And every week we pick a different name. There has to be some type of creativity to jumpstart it, because it's the same thing. When you eat chicken every single day, you get tired of chicken. Like, you constantly see the same matches, the same type of styles of battlers, the same. It's like, no more. Like, niggas don't want to see it anymore. Like, niggas want something else. And the fact that NWX and Gun Titles, the rematch, that was so crazy the first time, only had 200 people in there at 1,000 capacity venue, says a lot. That says a whole lot, yo. That says a lot. You know what I mean?
But to be fair, I don't think that venue can pack a lot of people. And that same day, RBE had an event too, though.
That's true too. And I think URL finally caught a shot to the chin. I think they were trying to flex their muscles a little too much. Like, yeah, we can book on the same day. You guys can book and still rock out. And I don't think that happened. I think, which is crazy to me. Like, that would never happen. Like, you know, URL always sells out. But to hear that happened, and RBE had a great event, and they had great reactions to their battles, it's just like, I don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, but I do know that they're the innovators, and they're not innovating. I don't feel like they're innovating. You know what I mean? I really don't. I really, really don't feel like URL is innovating. You know what I'm saying? They're riding the wave of the top tier. Sad to say, but that's what it is, you know. And I love those guys over there. I love Rain. I love Bees. Love Norms to death. You know, Norms talk all the time, but I feel like I feel like there's nothing being done to shake shit up. You know what I mean? Like, like when we were doing 2012, me and Norms together was unstoppable. He was like, yo, you know, Smack and Beasley and them, they were doing, it was like, yo, we're going to do Webster Hall. Me and Norms got together. Let's go to Black Star. When people saw that, they were like, oh, my gosh, Black Star. Like, then he was like, all right, we're doing another PGs. Let's go to the roof. And then let's put it in black and white. People saw that and was like, oh, my gosh, this is incredible. And then there hasn't been anything that's been exciting on that level from the innovators. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they would never do two-on-twos. Smack said he would never do two-on-twos. And then when it started to take off, these niggas did two-on-twos. They did a whole two-on-two card. I was like, wait, what?
Well, Mickey, yo,
the brand is so strong, baby. That's a strong brand to say to follow the innovators, not the imitators, and to do a whole two-on-two card. Yeah, that's a strong brand. Man,
we appreciate you rocking with us, man. You know what I'm saying? For real, brother.
Oh, yeah. Anytime, absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Mick, we gonna see you. We gonna see you with Summer Madness 6.
Most likely not, unless Mook is battling. Yeah, if Mook is battling, I'll come out. If not, then
all right. So we're probably not gonna see you at Summer Madness 6, man.
Yeah,
probably not.
Yeah,
probably.
Man. I've been trying to talk him down, man. But it's like, you know. It's difficult, man.
He was saying, we heard that to book him, he was talking about, Norris was talking about, you know, him and Hollow, you know, to do that with the venue would cost about 160.
Yeah.
To make that battle. That one battle happen.
160. It sounds about right. Sounds about right.
Yeah. And it's like, God damn.
Yeah, we'll probably never see it.
That's crazy.
Unless somebody gets like a corporate sponsor, we'll never see that.
Yeah. No, you're right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll keep in tune with it, man. Mick, we always appreciate talking to you.
Word.
And a big friend of the show. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Much love, guys.
Always.
Glad you guys are back together, man.
You already, man.
Hey, man, appreciate that, bro. We'll be looking for these responses. Joe, let's go. All
right, man.
Come on, Joe. I appreciate it, though, Mick, man. Thanks for coming
out. Yeah, for sure. No doubt.
All right, G. Right.
Word.
Mickey Fax coming on the show, rocking with PFA Radio, always just dropping knowledge on everybody, you know, when it comes to hip-hop.
That's my dude.
When it comes to hip-hop, when it comes to battle rap, just anything, period, involving the culture, it's... You know, it's refreshing to talk to him, you know.
Word.
Always
shout out Mickey.
Always good talking to Mick. Shout out Mickey coming on the show, man. Segment Boys, all that stuff, PSA Radio. The Norb exclusive responding to Hitman is up. We'll check it out. We got the Murder Mook exclusive talking Shine versus Rex is up.
Word.
Many more coming. Just look out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's coming.
Just dropping bomb after bomb.
Yep.
But check it out. Shout out to everybody listening. Checking out the videos, PSA Radio. My bro Dre, 3 Letterman. Take us out, G.
It's your boy, 3 Letterman. Shout out my bro Timbo. Shout out Mickey Fax. Like Timbo said, we got exclusives. We got mad joints coming out. We got people fucking with us. Like you heard Mickey right here said, he's glad we back together. So we got mad shit coming. A lot of people hitting me up saying, yo, trying to rock. So you know what it is.
That's it, man. We out.